Hey friends, thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, and I am so grateful that you are joining us on our self-care journey. I want to ask you to remember to make sure that you subscribe so that you're always aware of a new conversation that drops, that you rate us because we want to know how we're doing. Give us 5 stars. And that you leave a review so that other people can know what we're talking about and know why they should join in on the conversation. Thank you so much for your help. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hey friends, it's your girl, Krista Denise, also known as KD, here with another episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. And today's... I know it's been a couple weeks. I had just got back to podcasting. I just moved to Rwanda. I've now been in Rwanda for 8.5 weeks. It'll be 9 weeks this Saturday, and that is so hard to believe. I was excited about all that was going on, and then 2 major things happened. One, my comprehensive exam started for my PhD program. You've got a PhD, you understand the significance of that. If you don't have a PhD, it's really significant. Without passing your comprehensive or qualifying exams, you actually cannot go on to the PhD process, So the PhD process is your coursework, your comprehensive exams, your prospectus, and then your dissertation. So I am almost officially halfway through the process. I have to pass this one last class, which is one more paper that I need to write. Sweet Jesus, another paper. But my comprehensive exams took place over the course of like a month. It started at the end of October, went through the week before Thanksgiving. It involved me writing 3 comprehensive papers. I created about 60 pages of content and topics associated either, you know, fully on or tangentially to what I want to do for my dissertation research. So I created about 60 pages of content in 3 weeks. And then I had to defend my comps, which is discussing the things I put in my paper, my understanding of what I wrote, what it means, how it applies to what I want to do for my dissertation. And I had to pass that in order to move on to this next phase. If you don't pass your comprehensive exams, you have pretty much wasted the previous couple of years of your life of coursework, because coursework alone does not matter. You've got to pass comprehensive exams to move forward. So, yay, I passed my comps. Woo-hoo! I celebrated passing my comps by going on a trip to Tanzania, which was absolutely amazing. I laid on the beach, connected with God, explored the city, laid on the beach. I wanted to do a lot of recovery, so there was a lot of just kind of laying around in Tanzania, but I was laying around in a pretty place. At the same time, if you've been here for a while, you recognize that this is a time of year where my depression hits really hard. A trigger for me is the holidays. It's not seasonal depression. I don't have seasonal affective disorder. I just had some traumatic stuff actually happen during this time of year. Or reminders of some traumatic things that actually happened during this time of year, whereas November 1st is always kind of like a trigger for my depression and anxiety. Some years are really, really great. Some years, not so much. We are on the not so much side of things right now. So not only was I doing these comprehensive exams and still going to class and still adjusting to Rwanda, still volunteering locally here at the school for my Fulbright Fellowship, I was also battling intense depression, intense homesickness, intense anxiety, which created extreme brain fog. Writing 60 pages of content over the course of 3 weeks is challenging no matter what you do. It is super challenging if you're doing it through brain fog and you don't even know if what you're writing is coherent. That's my story. So I had a lot going on, which is why I couldn't podcast. Because the energy I did have, I had to focus it so I could accomplish my goals. Because a big part of self-care is living the life you want to live and accomplishing the goals that you have. And I can't just talk about it. I got to be about it. And so my self-care during that time did not provide extra space for me to be able to podcast. But we have made it through comps. I have my last in-person, well, not in-person. I'll have my last class tonight virtually for this semester. I have one more assignment due, which is a paper that I'll be working on qualitative analysis. I'm sorry. My brain stopped. See, brain fog. My brain stopped for a second there. And then I will officially be done with my coursework in my PhD program and moving on to the next phase, which is working on my prospectus, and continuing to TA and, you know, get those experiences, because at some point I do want to be a professor. So that is the update of what's been going on in my life. Well, as much as I'm gonna share, because everything ain't your business, and a part of self-care is keeping your business. But today, what I want to talk about in self-care is knowing your worth. And I may have talked about this before. I honestly don't know, and I should have gone back and looked, but it's what's really on my heart right now. And if you've been around, you know that I'm very big on being present with what's real with me in the moment. And so what's real with me in the moment is really knowing your worth, accepting your worth, understanding what you bring and how you add value. And one of the things, well, a statement I made today that's really resonating is, I'm not perfect, but I ain't common either, right? Under no set of circumstances do I try to present myself as a perfect individual. I'm so far from perfect. I have all kinds of idiosyncrasies and quirks and things that I deal with and ways of being and understanding that can be complicated, right? But damn it, I am valuable. I add crazy value. I can tell you exactly how I add value. I am an amazing friend. I am a good listener. I'm a compassionate human. I'm a person who is really striving to be better. I will investigate what I need to do, what I need to bring to a relationship, how I need to show up for the people that I care about. I am a researcher. I'm a person who knows how to make things happen. I'm brilliant, point blank, period. Hands down. So there's always a certain level of interaction and knowledge and access you get with being a part of my life. I am a person who believes in helping other people accomplish their goals and dreams, especially for my friends. I dial in and like I do what I can to support in every way. If you have a product, I'm gonna try to buy it. If you're having a function, I'm gonna try to be at it or support it. You know, you doing that fundraiser for that thing you care about, I'm gonna lend my coins to the cause because I care about you. So because I care about you, I by default care about it, whatever it may be. It may not be my number one, but because it's on your top, it is important to me in this moment to make it happen in whatever way that I can, right? And again, far from perfect, but I also know that I'm not common. You don't find a Kristen Denise Hemingway everywhere. You don't find people who move like me, who celebrate like me, who love like me, who care like me, who exist in the world the way I do, who will encourage like me. And it's high freaking value. I actually try to stay away from the conversations on high value, whatever. But I also know that what I offer is extremely valuable. Not to say that anyone else isn't, but to know that I am. And so because I know that, I've got to be really okay with moving out of spaces that can't recognize what I recognize. People who either disregard or places that disregard what I bring to the table, who treat it like you can get it anywhere, we know that's not true. People who take it for granted that they should just have access to it, who don't respect it, who don't celebrate who I am and what I offer, people who can't give grace for the things that are not perfect while trying to fully take advantage of the things that are working for them, all of that, you got to be able to walk away. You got to be able to let that stuff go as an act of self-care. Staying in relationships, staying in places, staying in spaces that cannot honor your full humanity, your good and your bad, your dark and your light, your not that perfect and your damn, I can't find that anywhere else. It's so rare. Places that can't honor all of that don't deserve any of it. They just don't. They are not reflective of the value that you bring. And this is not talking about people. People should set boundaries with you. Boundaries are real. People should call you on your BS at every turn. If you're messing up, people should be able to let you know, right? And you should be able to own that too, right? It's not, oh no, you just have to. No, no, no. I can own my shortcomings. I didn't handle that well. I had a bad attitude and I shouldn't have. I did not consider your perspective. I apologize for that, right? So this is not saying people can't call you on your BS or hold boundaries with you, because everybody, you should have boundaries with people, but people should definitely have boundaries with you. Right? So I'm not saying that. Don't get it twisted. Because again, you're not perfect. You're still learning. You're still growing. You're still developing. You're still advancing, which means you're going to mess some stuff up. And you got to be able to own that. Right? When you do. And do your best to make amends. But when people want to hold you what you did wrong and not acknowledge anything that you've done right, you got to be willing to walk away from that. Because if you stay in that place where they're constantly holding that over your head and berating you and belittling you and minimizing you because you made a mistake or a bad decision, you know, because it might not have been a mistake. It could have been, I've made some very intentional decisions that turned out to just be bad decisions. That's not a mistake, right? I just did the wrong thing. It was wrong. It is what it is. But they can't acknowledge how you have owned that wrong, how you were trying to reconcile that wrong, and want to constantly put that wrong in your face as if you've not done anything right. Nah, you got to let that go. You've got to know your worth. You've got to know the value that you bring to the table. You've got to own it full out. I tell people all the time, I own my light and my dark. I know how bright my light is, okay? I get it everywhere I go. People, you're inspiring. You're amazing. Wow, I can't believe you did that. Oh my God, I love your story. Kristen, you're awesome. Kristen, can you speak to this? Kristen, can you do that? Kristen, can you do that? Oh my gosh, Kristen. Right? And that is not to be conceited. It's my truth. It's the truth, right? Own your truth, whatever it is, preferably if it's good, right? So to know that about me, and to still recognize, again, I mess up. I make some decisions. I be real strong in my decision. And then it'd be like, oh, that was the terrible decision to make. That was a horrible decision. You should not have done that, baby girl. And I can own that or be wrong. You know what? I was wrong. I shouldn't have handled it like that. This is where I could have done better. I'm super self-reflective because I want to be my best and not for anybody else. I want to see what my best is, right? But I'm not to be treated poorly because I make a bad decision or because I make a mistake. I'm not to be treated poorly because I did something you didn't like, you know, or you didn't get the outcome you wanted from the situation. That's not to be held over my head. And I'm not going to stay in situations that do it because over time that diminishes me. Because at a certain point, I stop believing the truth and start believing the lies that you're trying to push on me so you can treat me the way you want to treat me. Nah, we're not doing that around these parts. So write down what you add. Write down how you add that. I really do think I've talked about this a little bit at least before in a certain way, maybe not exactly the same way. But write down where you add value. Write down what you bring to the table. Write down how you make things better. Write down how you love and care and increase and, you know, and uphold the things that matter to you and the people that you care about and the places that you exist in. And stay in the places that honor that. When you recognize there are people or places that don't, if it's worth saving, if you think it's worth saving, right? Confront it. Like if it's a sibling, if it's a close friend, if it's just a relationship that shifted and you think you can get it back on track, bring it up. Talk about it. See if you guys can come to some common understanding, common ground. I believe relationships are critical to self-care. I believe relationships are critical to personal success. I believe relationships are critical to a healthy life, honestly. So any relationships that you can preserve them by all means. Some people don't realize what they're doing and you've got to tell them so that they know. And people who care about you and want to keep you around will adjust accordingly where necessary. In some instances, they may highlight some things you've left out, right? So, you know, maybe it's not perfect, but it's also not what you're saying that it is. You're like, you know, you've never acknowledged when I do something right. You only talk about when I do something wrong. And a person be like, hey, I have some counterfacts for you, right? This is an instance where I point out where you did something right. This is an instance. Because maybe your picture isn't clear. You know, we know the brain holds on to the negative way easier than it holds on to the positive, which is really unfortunate. And so we have to retrain our brain. So if you're dealing with a situation and you're only remembering the negative and the person's like, well, hold on, flag on the play. These are the instances where that's not true. And you're not remembering them in this moment. That make you a bad person. Honestly, it just makes you human. But let's counterbalance it. And then maybe the understanding is, you know what? I did mention these things where you did well, but I didn't spend a lot of time there. And I did spend more time on when you messed up. I'm not going to do that anymore. My bad. I'm going to make it a point to highlight what you do well and to spend most of my time there. And when something is wrong, we're going to bring it up. We're going to talk about it. We're going to develop a solution and we're going to move forward. Because it doesn't mean I shouldn't address what's wrong. Or where you've messed up or made a mistake or whatever, you've been misinformed. It does mean maybe we need a better way of handling it because I find value in you as a person because I care about you, because I want you around. I'm willing to do that work, right? So be open to pushback, be open to getting even more information so you can make better decisions and be more informed about the situation. Be open to preserving every relationship that you can, be it with an individual person or an entity or whatever the case may be. Again, if you can preserve it, please, please, please preserve it, because relationships really are critical to life and success. And I think I know that more so now than I even realized before. Because my relationship with my people, my friends that I've made here in Rwanda during the Fulbright, in particular, my Fulbright crew, has been critical to me maintaining my mental health as best as I can, right? It's not perfect. Like I said, my depression is high. My anxiety is high. This brain fog is unfreaking real. But they have supported me. They have loved on me. They have made themselves available to me in every way. And it has helped, right? I'm still dealing with depression. I'm still dealing with anxiety. I'm still dealing with brain fog. They didn't go away. But I can honestly say it's been much easier to deal with having a supportive community around me who understands what I'm dealing with, who offered themselves up to just, you know, sit, to love, to celebrate, to go out to dinner, to grab a drink, whatever I want to do, to just spend time with. That has been a game changer. So if you have relationships like that, do what you can do to keep them, to preserve them. If people are willing to honor what you're sharing, what you've noticed, right, in this personal evaluation. And then where people either can't, because some people just can't, they're not in a position, they have their own healing to do, they have their own work to do, and it puts them in a position where they can't honor what you need done in the moment. It doesn't make them bad people, but it does mean they're not your people right now, and be willing to walk away from that. Some organizations, the same thing. They're not healthy enough. They're not prepared to have the accountability that you're asking for, and that's fine. It doesn't make them bad. It makes them bad for you. Be willing to walk away. And find the spaces where you can flourish. I can flourish in my relationships. I can flourish in my friendships. I can flourish in my family. I can flourish in my associations and my organizations. I always tell people about my PhD experience. My heart breaks when I hear about people having a bad experience, because my experience has been so beautiful. I've been put in a place that celebrates me, that honors my uniqueness and what I bring to the table, that elevates me, that gives me opportunities for continued growth and learning and understanding. And that is a gift. That is a gift. And I didn't know that that wasn't normal until I started talking to other people. But they're staying in these spaces, right? They're like, I started, I got to finish. The thing is, when they finish, they're such a shell of themselves that it takes them months and some people even years to get back to being a whole human. No space, no relationship, no association is worth your humanity. Nothing, 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 nothing is worth giving up your humanity for. So the biggest part of knowing your worth and owning your worth is demanding that other people either recognize it or removing yourself from the spaces where they can't. Because you deserve to be seen, known, loved, honored, respected, and appreciated as the full human that you are. You're good and you're bad. You're dark and you're light. Where you're rocking it out and where you're just in a rocky situation. You deserve that in each of those spaces. And any space that cannot handle all of that does not deserve you. It just doesn't. I'm grateful that I've had these beautiful experiences, because then I get to stay in these spaces that I enjoy. But I've had to let some stuff go in the past and in this season. I've had to walk away from some things. I've had to let go of some relationships that really, really hurt. I mean, I'm still sad about it. I've had to do some of this recently. And it breaks my heart. I've cried. I mean, I've cried in general because of the season, but I've cried specifically about those things and those spaces and people I've had to walk away from, because it hurts. But it would have hurt me way more to stay and to not be honored for the full Kristen Denise Hemingway that I am. And I choose that above all. I choose to maintain my well-being above all. I choose standing fully in my worth with a few less people, right? With a few people gone, with a few associations severed. I would much rather do that than to stay in these places and then not recognize the person who's there. Can't handle that. That's not going to be okay for me. So today in self-care, as we prepare to close out 2022 and get ready for 2023, listen, know your worth. Own your worth. revel in that thing, and make people do the same. Hold them accountable. Hold yourself accountable. Again, remember, own your light, you better own your dark too. So hold yourself accountable. Be willing to hear other perspectives, but also be willing to walk away. Some people won't. Some people can't. Doesn't make any of them bad, but it does mean that maybe they're not right for you in this season. And it might just be the season. I've been able to spin a block a few times on a few people, a few situations, and come back when we're both in healthier spaces, and it's been beautiful. There are some things that have been permanently severed. And does it hurt when it happens? Of course. Doesn't hurt forever, though. But staying around might have. So that's all I got. I love you, friends. Make it a great day, week, month, year. We got 1 month left. It is November 30th. We have 1 month left in 2022. Let's rock it out so we can get what we need to get in 2023. Keep in mind, your rock out might be resting. That might be what you need to rock out in this last month. So create space for what you need as we move into the end of the year. I love you. Make it a great day, week, month, year, and do what you need to do to be more than okay. Hey friends, me again, coming with the self-care soundtrack. As I already explained, I haven't actually been listening to a whole lot because, well, comps, then papers, and class, and life. But when I came out of that experience, there were two things that I have been pretty much listening to consistently. That really resonated with me. One an album, one a podcast. So the album is actually Lizzo, right? I like Lizzo. I've always liked Lizzo. I think she's amazing. Once I discovered her, I've been riding with your girl. But I'm not talking about the new Lizzo album, although I think it's okay. I think it's good. I have only listened to it a handful of times, though. I haven't had a chance to really get into it. But I went back to older Lizzo, Cause I Love You. And I was listening to the whole album, but the song I played more than anything else was Soulmate. Why? Because I'm my own soulmate. I know how to love me, and I'm always gonna hold me down, okay? And I actually recorded a video. Now, I don't know if this is gonna ever make it to the public, but a snippet of it might. I recorded a video of me dancing on the balcony of my hotel room in Tanzania at sunrise overlooking the Indian Ocean to that song and celebrating the fact that whoever else is connected to me, cool. But if no one else is connected to me, I'm good. Why? Because I'm my own soulmate. And I do know how to love me. And I am absolutely always going to hold me down. Always. Without fail. Right? And I've said this before. I don't know if I've said it on the podcast, but it's something I've said in life and in other spaces. Every day I focus on choosing me. I choose me every day, then I never have to worry about being chosen, right? Because I started off my day chosen because I chose me. I choose me every day. I choose me at every turn. I choose me in every way. And because of that, it makes who else is choosing me a little less significant. It doesn't garner my focus because I know I'm going to always be good. I'm going to always have my back. So that song just kind of reiterates that for me and helps it to resonate in my spirit. And again, I feel like maybe a snippet of that video might make it on the social media at some point when I review my Tanzania trip. But that album in general and that song in particular have been on repeat in my world over the course of the last couple of weeks. And then the podcast was The Read. I love The Read. Again, I haven't been really listening to a lot of stuff since comp started, so I got behind again, so that was my way of catching up. So I'm caught up now. I think I'm fully current on The Read. I'm just waiting for this week's episode. But I love it. I love The Read. I love their social commentary. I love the listener letters. I love The Read, and they had some really good ones over the last couple of weeks. So that has been my self-care soundtrack. Lizzo, Cause I Love You, and The Read. What are you listening to? Let me know. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. If you're ready to get started on your own self-care journey and you need some help, check out The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care workbook. You can find it on Amazon.com, and we would love for you to have it to help you in your self-care journey. You can also join us on social media. We have a Facebook group, The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. On Twitter, you can find us at Black Girl Self-Care. And on Instagram, we are Black Girl Self-Care Revolution. So come on over and join us online. Keep the conversation going and stick with us in between episodes.
Love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. And I just hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, month, week, year, that it is literally you living your best life. So till next time, be well.